Evangelization, whether flowing from authentic witness of life or proclamation of words, requires the grace of God. We can't do it without Him. That leads directly to the third point. It's crucial that we pray before, during, and after all our efforts to evangelize. Ultimately, the conversion of any person to Christ is the mysterious work of the Holy Spirit, who is already there before us, preparing the way, who is actively at work in the heart and mind of that person, and who knows that person infinitely and loves that person infinitely. When we do the work of evangelization, we participate and, in a sense, step into the stream of that grace that's already at work. The Holy Spirit has been working in the lives of those people long before we ever speak to them, and He knows them far better than they know themselves. He knows what each person needs to hear and the kindness or the challenge that they need to hear. We will only be effective as evangelists if we allow ourselves to become instruments of the Holy Spirit. Building on these foundational truths, through our extensive experience of doing public evangelization, we found this four-step evangelization model to be helpful. Number one, listen. First and foremost, we listen to God in prayer. Then we bring that habit of listening to our evangelization efforts. We attend to others. We get to know them. We discover how Christ is already working in them. We're interested in them genuinely and personally. We listen to what they have to say. Secondly, befriend. We show others that they're valued and loved, that someone truly cares about them. We find common ground. As the saying goes, people usually don't care what you know until they know that you care. Third, we proclaim. We share the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ, received through faith, lived out in the church. Ultimately, the only thing we have to offer the world is Jesus. Everything else is, as St. Paul said, like refuse in comparison to the awesome, great good of knowing Him. Finally, fourth, pray and invite. Pray for the person out loud, right then and there, if they're open to that. Ask them to pray with you too, and to open their hearts to Jesus. Invite them to the next step, whether it be a meeting at the parish, Bible study, getting together for coffee or lunch. As we remember God's goodness and remember that the work of evangelization begins, continues, and is completed in God, let's conclude lesson one with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are stirring up in the hearts of each listener a holy fire to bring the glorious good news of Jesus to those who don't yet know Him, to the lost, the wounded, the broken, those who are far from you, O God, even those who think that they're okay without you. Lord, we pray that you would send your Holy Spirit right now to give them courage, boldness, and a truly divine love for the people to whom you're going to send them. We pray, Lord, that you would put the right words on their lips. And we pray, Lord, that you would give them all the grace they need to live a life in keeping with the gospel, so that they will bear witness both in word and in deed. And we ask all this through Christ our Lord, and through the intercession of Mary, his mother. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.